Here's a thought I'll title Bookstore Treasures. For the vast majority of my photographic life, bookstores were a big, big deal for photographers because that's where we saw most of the photographs that we enjoyed and that influenced us so much. And it seems like, to a very large degree, that's all disappeared. Of course, Borders is gone, and Barnes & Noble is left, but I remember going into Barnes & Noble and having 20 running feet by 4 or 5 or 6 shelves high, filled with photography books. Now it's one shelf, and mostly it's National Geographic and Getty's Inner Babies and yet another repeat of an Ansel Adams book. Not that there's anything wrong with those books, but I miss the old days of going on the hunt. That's what it really gets down to. You'd go into a bookstore and hopefully have 2 or 3 hours that you could spend in there just looking at books and wandering from here to there and dipping a toe in and occasionally finding something that was so mind-bogglingly wonderful that you had to spend hard-earned cash on it, even though it might have been $75 or $125 or whatever. You wanted it in your library. Now I go in and I see trade hardbounds that are not printed all that well, recycling the same old images, and the hunt is gone. I don't know where we go to replace that these days. I suppose the answer is the internet, that we can go searching for photographs. Where? An Instagram? A photo bucket? Oops. It's just not the same. And I miss those days. And to a large degree, if I didn't have a photography library that I already own, and had to build a photography library starting today, I'm not sure how I'd do that. And if that's hard to do, how do we establish our relationship with photography? How do we fall in love with photography if we can't easily see photo books and unknown treasures and unheard of photographers that we stumble on and just fall in love with their work? That doesn't seem to happen much anymore. And I think that's to photography's deficit. These days may be the best days to be a photographer, but they're not the best days to discover photography and to own photography in those wonderful books that we used to buy with such frequency.